This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about a surefire way we can block our miracles. And so lately, I've been talking about the power in believing in God's miracles. And of course, the detriment or consequences of unbelief or just choosing not to believe. And I've always distilled the realization of God's miracles down to either whether we fully believe or we don't. So maybe we have faith, but that faith is diluted with a little doubt. But as I was reading yesterday's Bible verse, I noticed another verse. And quite honestly, at the time, I ignored it because I just didn't even want to go there. Sometimes we see something and it brings up something else and it's like, let me contain that. I don't want to deal with that right now. But it has been on my heart, so I feel like I really need to share it. And so what I read into the verse was, so the first part was to ask for what you want in prayer. Believe you've received it and it will be yours. But then the next part said something that while you're in prayer, forgive. So here's the key. Just as unbelieving can block our miracles, so can holding a grudge against someone or this unwillingness to forgive. So the next time we need to recall these key three steps, which is to pray, ask, and forgive, let us cling to these words. When you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone. Mark 11:25. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, pray, ask, and forgive.